from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
contrarian serious.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@radio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16, 22 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
All right, we are back once again. And there's the Dr. Pepper. Start cracking them open.
Start cracking them open.
It's the What the Hell Show.
It's the What the Hell Show.
It's all good.
So here we are. We're gonna do a quick run through who's in the room, and then we're going to run through the intro, and then we're going to talk about
Dak.
Dak's story, because he's got a killer level story, because he's got to fuck off.
I have to go to work. My lap sucks.
So he has to run away laughing. Have you plugged in your microphone? It's sitting over there. Oh, and he's
check
sitting.
1, 2.
Porn okay. on Beta
it's
has that.
It's on Porn with Beta.
Porn on Beta's got it. So, let's go around the room and do not pull the cord out of the wall.
Put down your microphone and go up to the camera. That's all you need to do.
Someone knocking? I thought I heard something.
Nobody rang.
Somebody did knock.
Okay. Could you check that out? Oh. Projectile Bomb Man. That would be most appreciated.
I wasn't moving.
I will go with Projectile Bomb Man.
I just went like this to the cord.
But,
go around
but
the room.
What are we going
to
do, Sean? You're
Sean,
leaving.
You're not here.
Ah! Oh, ratings dropping. Listeners leaving.
Oh, no.
Sean not here.
I can't
Sean
hear you.
Gone.
There you go.
Warning.
Okay, Porn on Beta first. Did somebody sneak through the security guard at
yes,
my front
was.
Door?
Why is DJ Jazzy fresh? Everglade.
Your mic is off or something, Sean, there. Did you
now
turn
it's DJ Jazzy Jeff, Potpourri, Everglade, fresh
okay.
fucking thing.
Porn
on the wall.
15 seconds of fame
she's
is over.
In the way, I can't see it.
Okay.
So, get up.
Are you in the camera? Did
oof,
everyone?
Oof. Oof.
There's Dak. Dak is in the camera.
In security.
I have to fucking live.
We can't hear you, so don't say anything.
That's a great shot.
Yep.
Okay, then we have Ronan Medic.
Medic!
That's another great shot. Then we have 200%
the cord.
Projectile Vomit Man. You have
sexy Projectile Vomit.
Very sexy.
Very sexy. Uber Eye.
Uber
Eye. Doing Cthulhu Cam. Okay, and Cthulhu Tongue Cam. Okay, and then we have DJ Jez Potpourri.
Everglade.
Potpourri in its spray.
Maybe then you might know what it's like. Okay,
digging for gold.
Digging for nuggets. And digging then we have dinner. The one, the only, oof, oof, oof. Oof. Who they chant his name in Conan when they all yell, oof. Many people think they're saying doom, they're not. And also doing the Frank Herbert cam. And, of course, there's myself, Sean Kennedy.
The fucking man.
Just one second.
TFM. Going up to the camera. With an awesome shirt. Don't piss me off. I can't see the rest because...
Running out of places to hide the bodies.
I'm running out of places to hide the bodies. There's Sean K. in the cam.
You know, the average crawl space is only so big.
And then we have the one, the only, Sumerian. Dun, 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 dun. Okay,
you
so...
know, he's so suave and
deadly. Let's go down the MRC chat channel.
That will take forever.
Here. If you just turned in and you're listening, well, we'll probably tell, oh, my God, it's...
There's a few people there.
Oh, my God, it's a cult crowd. Imagine my surprise.
Really? All the cult members listen to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Holy fuck, who's announced? I can't read it from here.
It's going to take forever. We're going to do it. Yeah, we'll do it now.
Do it now.
Okay. We got Mr. Echo watching. The gargoyles are always watching. Cenobites, we have DJ Intensity. Ophie Dophie. For Deckers, we've got Demon Seed, Indicrate, Lieutenant Major Zombie. And Test Rider. For Flesh Trippers, we got Forensic and Rooster. For gargoyles, we've got Adam, Josh K, and KGHI. Nomads, we got Buckex, Half Elf, Skitty, and Street Preacher, Prophets, Nixter, No Deal, Scribe, Smokehouse, Soylent, O, Zerstor, Fear Machine, Snow, Stone Mist, and people not in the cult are Let's Poke the Politicians.
Yes! I like that name!
What's that? What was the name?
Let's Poke the Politicians.
Join at thecult.org.
Melio Aristocrat. Voodoo Glow Skull, welcome Voodoo.
Hey Voodoo. Wow.
Waif Boy and Pele and Kendra.
Kendra, they ever so sexy Kendra.
Kendra.
Really quick, real quick update before we go. Really quick.
On what?
On that reality run.
That's a big update.
No, I need people, because they took my name off. We'll discuss this more later. They took my name off. Somebody needs to monitor that site and tell me when my name goes back up.
Yeah, okay, please look through the 1,500 entries.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's nothing for
this. Is it alphabetical?
No. It is no order.
We've uploaded it again. We'll tell you what happened there later, okay?
There's supposed to be a picture there now, so there may be a picture. It may not be a picture.
But it'll be Sean K, TFM, in brackets, okay?
Something like that.
So somebody find it again, because they tried to fuck with us, but we fucked them back.
We'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah. So let's go straight to your old Uncle Jack with his crazy-ass story that he's got going on here.
Yeah, apparently...
This is called... Road rage. When road rage goes bad.
I wasn't going to mention about the road rage because we already talked about that.
This
is when New York kids go bad.
This is when New York kids come to BC.
Culture shock.
Culture shock.
When culture shock goes bad.
Okay, let me play the intro.
It's culture shell shock.
But it's culture, so it can't go bad.
Don't get caught in the ghetto. Get caught in the ghetto is a motherfucking no-no. Get caught in the ghetto, you are sure to meet Mr. Boots, Mr. Feet, Mr. Billy Club, and Mr. Concrete!
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Not like it's hard to find the instrumental. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, boys and girls, this is a misnomer. This is not a gross hospital story.
But it's a Dak story.
But it's an Uncle
Dak
story.
And that's
your intro. Yes, it's an Uncle Dak story. Now, you see, Porn on Beta and I got into a discussion on violence, which, you know, seems to come up with my name so often.
Dak violence,
yeah. Very predominant. And
what do you think of when I say the word Dak? violence.
Horrible bloodshed! Dear Jesus, I'm spleens exploding!
So... we got into talking about the worst thing I ever did to somebody when I was in New York, which involved a knife fight and me opening the guy's side up with a, like, playing tic-tac-toe with a knife on his ribs. And it was like a stick on a fence. And then came to the worst incident I ever did here in Canada. And it took, like, I had to explain the story to explain the story. It's one of those kind of things. I had just come here from New York. I'd lived in New York for about 16, 17 years.
How many years?
16 or 17 years.
Yeah. Wow. It's a Dak laying down the law story. That's what
somebody
said.
It's like
more
than half my life. Dak laying the smack down.
Yep.
So I come up here, and I'm about a week late getting started for school, and they've shoved me into this little pissant H.D. Stafford, which is local in Langley. I am also really, really pissed off because of the education system.
For those of you who aren't aware of the difference between New York and Langley, which is...
Everybody knows the difference between New York and Langley.
Langley
is the best way to describe it...
If you don't know the difference between New York and Langley, die.
The best way to describe it for the uninitiated is he moved from Boys in the Hood to Leave it to Beaver.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave it to...
Wally could kick Langley's ass.
Yeah, exactly.
This Langley.
So here I come. I'm about a week shy of the... It's week past the startup date. I'm really annoyed at being here. I'm not happy. They give me all my books. They send me down to my locker. I'm supposed to put everything away. And some kid comes up behind me, shoves me from behind. I smack my head into the coat hook, and I hear the word, nerd. Well, okay. So no. This I understand. I've just been attacked. Okay, that I can deal with.
You're expecting it.
I'm expecting it. Okay.
At least now you know.
I turned my back. I let myself be a target. That was my fault. Now I have to turn around and basically rectify matters. Well, I turn back, and I'm confused because I see the person who just did it, and he's laughing and walking away, and he's not facing me.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak is confused. He doesn't understand what's going on here. Because, you see, when you do this to somebody, you know they're going to come back at you, don't you?
It seems logical to me.
Not if you're a typical nerd who's been beaten into submission and just told it, like, knowing they're
wrong. Oh! This is a wild, untamed New York nerd versus the broken and tamed Langley nerd.
So, I basically haven't got my books put away yet. I have this bag that weighs with about 40 pounds of books. So I run up, and I cold cock him in the back of the head.
Seems perfectly logical to me.
He goes down. I jump on top of him, and I figure if I smack his brains out on the pavement, he'll know enough to leave me alone. And this will send a message to the others that I will fight back.
And if you kill him, then cool, he won't buck anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I start pounding his brains out. Now, somebody comes up on my left, on my right side, where I can't really see, kind of on my blind spot. And I figure, oh, one of his friends is jumping in. Cool, I can deal with that. So I bring the elbow back. I hear a nice, meaty, solid crunch. You know the kind that tells you you've just connected with cartilage?
Spark.
So I turn around, get up, and I figure he's got a couple more friends. So I know I got that guy at least backed off a bit. I got to get ready for the others. Well, I stand up, and there's nobody standing there. Okay, I'm confused once again. I thought his friends were getting into it. Well, I look over in the corner, and there's the local shop teacher with his nose spread all over his face.
Oh.
Well, fortunately, they had a very understanding, counselor.
Doctor, surgeon?
counselor in the school, and they only gave me 2 weeks suspension.
Not bad.
No, I was able to explain myself quite reasonably, I think, and that to my point of view, where I was coming from and what had happened and my opinions, and they let me come back in 2 weeks. Now, I come back, and my first day, I have a class with this kid whose name, we're just going to call him Brian because, you know, that way there'll be no lawsuits. Not that I'm actually scared of his lawyers. I could kick their asses, too. But
Hope? Is his last name Hope or Cruel?
Joy.
Joy. Brian Joy. Okay, we're not talking about Brian Joy.
So,
well, we were speaking about him earlier, so it works out.
Yeah. So I the first day back in class, he comes up to me. You fucking asshole, you hit me from behind. Yeah.
From now on, Brian Joy will refer to as this fuckface.
Okay, so this fuckface says, I'm going to fucking kick your ass. And I'm like, okay, let's go. We're in class, and I'm like, well, not here. I'm like, well, what the fuck is your problem? If you're going to, like, mouth off, let's fucking do something about it. Hey, fuck you. I'll kick your ass. I thought you were going to do something. Let's go. I stand up. As the teacher looks over, Mr. Kilroy, is there any problems? I'm like, no, I've just got to kick somebody's ass here. And they're like,
no problem.
There will be no problem.
Everything is under control.
Mr. Kilroy, sit back down.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Conduct your class as normal. Move along.
So,
what, you think you're some kind of Jedi?
This is shop class. Only metal works on me.
So,
no credits, no parts.
So I sit back down. The teacher is like looking like he's waiting for something. Joy's like, ah, fuck is school. I'm like, okay, bring friends. So
we'll make a party of it. It'll be a good thing.
We go after the end of the day. We go outside. School comes. We start off the fight. Now, I find years later, I'm able to piece together what it must have been like from his point of view.
3 o'clock high?
Right? He's expecting me to be worried about this. He's expecting me to be, like, concerned. He's, like, trying desperately to hold on to his esteem and his pride because supposedly everybody's coming up to me during the day going, you're getting into a fight with the toughest kid in school. And I'm like, okay. Does he, like, know martial arts or something? No. Is he going to have, like, a knife or a gun? Because, you know, I got to get one then.
What you're telling me here is he was expecting Barry Manilow and he wound up with Deicide.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Ding.
So I step outside and he's expecting to have that long thing of like, I'm going to kick your ass, you know, shove.
And now the geeks will begin bumping chests in the mating ritual.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Which may not lead to real force.
This is what he's expecting, right? You know, so I'm like, no, this is not how we play the game because where I'm from, you take a man down hard and fast or you get your ass kicked because it just, you know, time doesn't really count in these things. Because
the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash, we'll pull your car.
So we step up. He starts basically, I'm going to fucking kick your ass. So I throw my glasses over my shoulders. I don't care if they hit the ground or whatever. You know, it makes a good symbol when you do that. I start off by chopping him in the throat and leading off on his nose. He goes down. I start basically pummeling on him, and then I start basically putting the boot to him.
No, say it how you said it to me. Or
I kick
for him. The next few minutes.
Yeah, next couple of minutes, I kick him. No. I basically, every time he tried to get back up, I would just basically put a boot into his side. I wasn't really trying to hurt him. I stayed away from his head and face.
And what was the golden comment that I will not bring myself to steal at this time that you made?
Well, he starts.
He went from alpha male to alphabet.
And about three easy steps.
Well, he starts crying. At which point, I stop because I've never actually broken somebody who's in shape in my weight class into tears before.
And you're all confused now.
I'm confused. This is not supposed to happen.
What are you doing? Are you okay?
Right.
I kicked this guy in the head.
Wait, $20 can buy mini peanuts.
So I stopped kicking him. I tell him, okay, fine. We've worked this out. You know enough. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. Don't talk near me. I
don't
ever want
to speak to me again. I hope somebody cuts your head off, man.
I never want to fucking see you again. Okay, so fine.
Move away. Move to a non-English speaking country. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill people that look like you. I'm going to kill people that owe you money.
That's profitable.
So I basically go back. About a week later, he decides he's going to do it again, and he's going to bring a couple of friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
which,
that's,
you know,
that's
oh, no, that, no, this I'm used to. This is the way the things were done in the old country.
So you're I understand.
Yeah, now we're back at levels of things that I understand. So he's coming after me with a couple of people. So they made the mistake of choosing it at the time when they were doing some construction near the smoke hole. So I walk over, pick up a 2x4, lay into them. I only had to hit these guys maybe once or twice each, and that was they ran
with
away.
With a 2x4.
With a 2x4.
Who'd have thunk it?
No.
I don't suppose there was a nail in the 2x4.
No, there wasn't. There was just
okay. Backwards.
It was just a 2x4. I only had to hit these guys once or twice. That
once
was
again, spuck. And the 2x4, when it reverberates, does not make a pang. It's more of a bung sound. You know those, and if they're finally tuned, it'll...
Motherfuckers!
Funny! Boom! If you go outside, you got,
the bottom where you get that vibrating thing.
What a visual. You've got, the slow-mo happening. You've got, the bad 80s. You've got the haze from the smoke hole billowing around, and you have,
we got the
guy...
pitch shift on the voice.
And you've got, the one guy with the 2x4 with blood running down it. Running back from
Cloverdale.
Okay, I'm having a
secondary
Paul Rocky flashback.
Oh yeah, it's like.
So I kick the crap out of them. They leave.
No
me.
One leaves the smoke hole alive.
I kick the crap out of them. They leave me alone.
Imagine that. What's the surprise? What happened? Well, we had to go beat the fuck out of nerds with three big jocks. He picked up a 2x4 and killed us. And that's how we got here, Peter. what the fuck? Who'd have thunk it?
So, okay. Now, I've just set you all up to give you what ends up being the story where I do the worst damage I've ever done to somebody.
Okay, you better make it quick.
Yes,
we got
I know.
A couple minutes.
It's coming
I know.
Up.
I know. Yeah. So, anyhow, this individual turned around and screwed me. I'm not going to get into the whole story behind that, and I was going to try and kill him. I was seriously really, really pissed off. I wanted this guy dead. I was going to try and kill him when I got my hands on him.
You should sort of see if they hear this isn't the same person.
No, this is not the same person. This is another guy who basically pissed me off. So I was coming for him. Now, there is a kid by the name I've mentioned a couple of times as my brother, Travis. He ended up being my foster brother. My mom took care of him for a while. But this is before this. At the time, Travis was, and I use the term loosely, the lackey for basically this other guy, the guy I was coming to kill. And he managed to convince Travis that he was the wronged party and that I was this complete and utter savage fucking animal and that Travis had to basically stand up and do something about me or I was going to kill him. Travis was also the only other kid in the school who I actually respected physically. So the two of us end up meeting. I'm coming for the unnamed individual. Travis steps up. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. I want the asshole. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck your problem is. I don't know what the fuck your problem is, but you basically want him. You're going to have to go through me. The fight lasted for 15 minutes. I'm not making...
Long fight.
That's very long. That's like kung fu movie kind of length.
Is that like 15 minutes of circling, or is that 15 minutes of throwing punches?
We weren't throwing punches. We were wrestling. We were wrestling for most of it.
Wrestling for 15 minutes.
Oh. I ended up with a broken wrist and a couple broken knuckles, and basically one of my teeth, the caps knocked off. He ended up with a couple of
just
bites.
Just by sheer attrition,
these things
came about.
He ended up with basically a cracked ankle and a broken nose and a scar, which he has to this day.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Close to the mic.
Close to the mic.
Things like a broken ankle and a broken wrist, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did these?
No, he
happen?
Wasn't broken. We were talking, it was just cracked. He was
okay,
like really
small. You had a broken wrist.
No, I had a broken wrist.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, those two things, you know, especially happening to two separate people, did those things happen, like, simultaneously?
No.
And then the fight ended, or you kept fighting with a busted wrist?
Yeah, we kept fighting with
a
busted wrist.
Oh, yeah, that's no sweat. You probably didn't realize it was busted for fucking another couple
hours.
Oh,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's
so. Finally, the two of us basically collapse, and we cannot basically do anything anymore. It was basically the two holds kind of broke. We are laying there, and one of us to this day we do not know who's who asked the question, "Why the fuck are we fighting?" At which point the whole story comes out. At which point Travis realizes he's been lied to severely.
That's bad.
And he also realizes he's just been used.
That's very bad.
Travis
and he's also been beat up for being used.
Yes.
He's a man scorned.
Travis now decides that...
Oh, your story just got ended.
Ah, well.
This may be Bill.
It could be Bill Lassard from...
Bill Lassard from Netflix.
Wired Magazine.
Wired Magazine and Netflix. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Bill Lassard of Netflix.
All right,
what
Bill.
The hell?
What the hell's all right. Excellent.
How you doing, man?
We're doing very, very well.
We got a full house here tonight, Bill. It's good to hear your voice again. I hope everything's going well for you.
One quick thing. Goodbye, everybody. I'll talk to you next week.
Bill.
Bye, Uncle Dak. Say bye to Uncle Dak.
Goodbye, Uncle Dak.
Bye, Uncle Dak.
All right. So, how are you doing? What time is it there right now?
12:30.
12:30 at night.
Yes.
Well, I thought you were in California there.
No, I'm in New York, man.
Ah.
So let me ask you guys something.
Go right ahead, buddy.
Am I at liberty to curse?
You can swear your fucking head off.
Yes, shut, fuck, damn, piss, cunt, hell. Whatever you like to do, go crazy.
We're in Canada. No rules here.
Nothing can stop
us. Great. In that case, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker,
tits. Yep, you got it.
Once said.
Absolutely. So... Let's see, how are things going with that interview that we fired down with you there, Bill?
We are working on it, and as I mentioned to you in the email, Wired News is not as quick about things as you and I are, unfortunately.
Imagine that! Bureaucracy slow?
It should be going up later this week, God willing, or something willing.
The perpetual week just keeps on going, huh?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, man. I mean... We sent them something, Jesus, I guess it was last week, and it took them until, like, Tuesday to post it.
That's great. It's good to see they're right up to date.
Hey, it's all good. We just
Look, it only confirms all of my frustrations about this business.
You're not at all frustrated with this, are you?
Are you kidding me?
You have to purchase yourself a high-powered rifle and stalk office to office.
Let me tell you. I mean, for people who don't know who the hell I am, I guess I should introduce myself.
Go
by
for
all
it.
Means.
Absolutely.
Bill Lassard, NetSlave extraordinaire, co-founder of NetSlaves.com, and co-author of NetSlaves, the book. And what that's about is basically how much bullshit it is to work in the new media industry. And I'm sure the both of you and everybody listening to this program will agree with me.
We're all in the same bed together, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big sticky ride. So let's talk a little bit about NetSlaves. When was that published, and what's the book about?
All right, well, the whole NetSlaves thing started in 1998, way before everybody else was bitching about the web. And how it all came about was, basically, I was getting downsized out of my seventh job in 7 years. Now, I don't know whether it's bad luck or I was really bad in another life, but I've worked at some of the shittiest companies in the new media business. And I've been in this business since 1992, before, you know, IPO and stock options and everything else became, you know, household words.
And
I've worked at Prodigy, I worked at Time Warner's Pathfinder, and I've worked at all these startups that are, you know, well, you know about startups.
So what you're saying here, Bill, is that you're saying that, you know, you're not some fucking, you know, 19-year-old kid who's just kind of new on the scene, and wow, all of a sudden I've discovered all my dreams are shattered. You've been doing this since 92, and holy fuck, it really is a fucking shitstorm.
Exactly, and the problem was that I was 32 years of age at the time when I first started this thing, and I felt like fucking Willie Loman. I mean, in a sped-up economy, burnout comes quicker. So there I was getting downsized basically for the seventh year in a row, and I said, what the fuck am I going to do with myself now? I do not want to get involved in e-commerce. I did not go to school for half my life, okay? Sell shoes online. No, I have no interest in becoming the Al Bundy of cyberspace.
Wow, you know, I've got a different kind of rage, Bill. You've got that kind of incense burning down the cone, and you know when it burns down the cone and at the base it's really, really wide and hot? Your incense cone is like 40 fucking stories tall, man, and it's like the size of Denver at the base, you know what I mean? And it's all at the burning base.
I believe I know what it means.
Oh, my God.
So I'm winding down at this job, right, and I'm figuring, what the fuck am I going to do? I feel like the biggest fucking loser in the world, because the fucking mainstream media, you know, the bullshit U.S. media, all they were writing about at the time was, oh, so-and-so is a 23-year-old billionaire, and he started the company in his dorm room, and yada, 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 yada. So I'm sitting around saying, what the hell am I going to do with myself now? So I'm sitting there. Everybody's getting fired out of my job, out of where I was working. And then I said to myself, you know, I want to do something totally psychotic. So I came up with this original idea that I wanted to do toilets across America. I wanted to go on a cross-country trip and take a picture of every toilet that I used and write about it. So
someone in our audience
contacted Baldwin, Steve Baldwin, my future partner. And, you know, he was running this site called Ghost Sites of the Web. It's a site devoted to dead websites. It's like an obituary column. So I hit him with this idea about the toilets. And, you know, he looked at me kind of funny because, frankly, it's a dumb idea. So then we started kicking around different thoughts. And I said, well, none of them were working. So I said, okay, well, what do you want to do? And he said, well, I'd like to write a book about this business. And I said, well, it'd be a very short book. The end. He says, no. I'd like to write a book about the real-life people in this business who haven't hit it big. So I went home that night, and for some reason, Studs Terkel's Working popped into my head. Now, for those of you who don't know who the hell Studs Terkel is, he wrote this book in the 70s called Working. And it's a book that consists of interviews with real-life people and what they do for a living and how they feel about what they do for a living. So I went back to Baldwin and I said, well, why don't we do the cyberspace equivalent of that book? And, you know, so we went with it. And as a, you know, a leftover from working, we substituted real-life job titles for Internet jobs, and we kind of arranged them into a caste system. So at the bottom, instead of tech support, we have garbage men. We have, you know, product managers or fry cooks.
Oh.
Freelancers are cab drivers, and on and on and on. And the point of it all was to demystify what it's really like to work in this business.
To get rid of the lie.
I don't know about you, but every time I would go to a party, And, you know, you get the inevitable question, oh, what do you do for a living? And then you say, oh, well, I work in the internet business. People look at you like, you know, $1 billion is going to fall out of your pocket. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh.
right. We impress people all the time with our big titles we make up.
And then they automatically hit you with, you know, I'm having problems with my Windows. You know, and then they try to get you to fucking do tech support with them right then and there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and as if just because you work in the internet business, you can also fix whatever fucking dumbass problem they have with their computer.
Meanwhile, you're standing on a corner with a sign saying, "We'll do tech support for food."
Yeah, no shit.
We'll code for food.
Yeah. Code for food. Yeah, no kidding.
So we put together a book proposal, we sent it out, and, you know, everybody wipe their ass with it and send it back.
Oh, that's standard. Of course.
Yeah, you know, basically it was, you guys are two idiots who cares about a bunch of pissed off techies, negative, blah, 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 blah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Hmm. We were at the point of strangling ourselves with our SCSI cables. Okay, let's take this to the people. So we took the charred remains of our book proposal and we shoveled it up online. And within a week, I don't know how anybody found us, but they found us. And we started getting all this email from people. The tech press started writing about us. You know, we started hearing from people in Australia. And they were like, right on. Finally, somebody is cutting through the bullshit of what it's really like to work in this business.
Sounds very familiar to our little thing that we're doing here.
Yeah,
people giving it to them straight.
Yeah, I don't suppose you see any sort of parallels there at all, do you, Bill?
I see great deal of parallels.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, we're all in the same boat where, you know, we're independent people and we're out there and we're trying to make a difference with this stuff. And you know what? You know, the mainstream media will write about us, and they'll say things. But you know what? The more reporters I talk to, the more disillusioned I become. Because you ask yourself, okay, well, you know, the tech press is now writing about all these dot-com failures. But I have to wonder, where were these fucking cocksuckers 6 months ago?
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden people aren't making it. Well, no shit, fuckface. It's been happening for the last 8 fucking years.
I think I just...
It's like, fucking wake up, you know? And the thing is, it's either A, they don't know any better, and I believe that's valid, because most of the people who cover tech business have never worked in the fucking tech business.
Yeah, talk about the blind...
I mean, you know, fucking Esther Dyson, the queen of ICANN, the guru of all gurus, she's never had a fucking job in her life. I'd like to see her go work at a fucking tech support desk in some subterranean call center for 6 months for $10 an hour, sitting on her fucking fat ass, right, with a microphone around her neck and 2 15-minute breaks every fucking 6 hours, and then come back and talk about the beautiful, glorious world of technology.
It's magical.
Oh, it's
just magic. You snap your fingers, and all these great things happen. All right. So anyway, getting back to my main fucking point here.
Just before,
A, they've never had a job in the tech business, or B, they don't give a fuck. You know, and I really think that a lot of people don't care. They write the stories. Because most of them are freelancers, they write the stories they think the magazines will publish.
They're whores. They're whores, Bill. They're fucking whores. That's what they are. You know it. I know it. They're fucking hookers, man. Incidentally, just so you know, we're probably going to, like, rip most of this recording, and we're going to, like, put it in circulation on Rant Radio so everyone can get this, because you're really spilling some beautiful shit here, Bill.
Well, thank you, man.
This is
totally out of my mind, okay, as if you didn't know that. I'm still living the life. Don't think, okay, that because I have a book and a fucking... fucking website that I have a Bentley parked out back with like four hot bisexual women, you know, of various ethnic and racial origins. Like that. It ain't like that.
You can borrow mine if you want, Bill.
Okay, thanks a lot, bro.
We got them lying all over the Rap Radio studio.
I'll put it to you straight. I'm not snorting coke off the big titty of life. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. This is porn, man. This is awesome. Okay, so, you know, and going with that...
Hey, look, I'll put it to you this way. I'm still, like, freelancing in this business, and my main client is 2 months behind paying me.
That's perfect.
Look, I'm walking around with fucking rage in my fucking heart, and, of course, despair and everything else.
Oh, so you're, of course, in the IT business. We've got a friend for you. We do. We're here for you, Bill. We're here. Now you hear this shit. There's a lot of, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Now it's gone from the future is going to be wonderful and it's coming with you at 200 million bits per second and every other possible catchphrase, insert technical term in the headline you could possibly get. It's now turned to the way of the, oh God, we're all going to die. The internet's crashing. Fuck. What do you...
You know what? And that's a bunch of crap, too.
Oh, of course it is. Of course.
As if there was never a good internet company and there will never be a good internet company. And again I say, the fucking whore journalists are at it again.
Wow, there's a T-shirt. But,
I can't tell you guys how many reporters have called me and said, oh, we're doing a story about dot-com failures, and they say, I want you to find me X, Y, and Z, and if I tell them, look, I can't find that specific thing for you, they get pissed off and practically hang up on me.
There's a website I visited recently. It's tracking the death of all these IPOs. It's up to date. How many people they laid off? It's just hilarious.
Oh, fucked company?
What?
Yeah, fucked.
Yep. That fucked company?
That was it, yep.
Yeah, that's a very cool website.
Just hilarious.
You must be just loving this shit, because all these people are having the veil ripped off, and you're just like, ah, welcome to my world, fucker!
Well, you know what? I'd be lying to you guys if I said I wasn't, like, jerking off every time the NASDAQ slides.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like... fucking jerking off all over myself and laughing.
Oh, it's sexy.
And doing a little goddamn dance. I want these fuckers to go out of fucking business. I don't want to see people out of work, but I have true malice and hate in my heart. You know what this has all been for me? Did you guys ever see On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando?
Yes.
Okay, you know at the end, after Brando's character has, like, ratted out, you know, John Friendly, and he goes down to the pier, and he approaches the little house, and he goes, John Friendly, come out of there! Well, that's, like, how I feel. It's like, you take away your Palm Pilots and your venture capital and your nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then he goes, you think you're God Almighty, but you know what you are? You're a dirty, lousy, stinking mug, and I'm glad what I've done to you. You hear that? I'm glad. That's how I feel, because I can't tell you, right? I can't tell you how fucking much I want to kill some of the people that I have worked for, and I want to see them suffer. And the fact that I've turned my lousy, stinking job record that's full of holes, it's full of more holes than Swiss cheese, and the thing that should have destroyed my career has done so much for it, is just a testament to how truly screwed up this industry is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally, man, totally. If people, like, we got a lot of people listening right now in our IRC. If guys want to go and, first of all, if people buy your book, are you going to get any money from it?
I think I get like a dollar. So they can either buy the book or give me a dollar or a cup of coffee if they ever happen to run into me on the street.
Well, one of the reasons why I'd like to plug your book is you're firing a couple of copies off to us, and I guess we owe you a couple of cups of coffee for that. But one thing I did want to think is really positive is the fact that a lot of our listeners are usually within the age bracket of about 15 to 30 is about our listener bracket, and a lot of them are young people who are still in school, who are trying, you know, and a lot of them are mystified. They're like, fuck, man, all I got to do is get my MCSE, and that'll be it. I'll be making millions of dollars. So I think this would be a really valuable thing for these kids to fucking read and go, hey, whoa, yo, fucking their son, I think you better rethink your calculations, because you're going to get yourself fucked if you don't have a backup plan.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's thinking about this, getting into this business, has to be really, 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 really fucking careful.
It's like the gold rush of California. There's gold! Go get the gold!
And how many people fucking starve to death on the way, you know what I mean?
Right! I mean, how many people go to Vegas, hit it big in the casinos? How many people who go to Hollywood end up as Robert De Niro? I mean, it's luck.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a culture that's obsessed with the CEO, right?
Oh, yeah, he's the
CEO is the modern rock star.
He's the sex symbol.
CNBC is the MTV of the dot-com generation. Make no mistake about it. I mean, fuck, your mother knows who Bill Gates is. You think 20 years ago anybody knew the names of CEOs? I mean, and they're all fucking heroes. Everybody wants to grow up to be like them. I mean, if this were the 60s in California, you'd have a bunch of guys in a house saying, hey, man, let's form a rock and roll band and put out an album and make $1 million. Now it's, you know, hey, man, a bunch of guys in California in a house saying, hey, man, let's form an internet company, go public and make $1 billion. It's the same thing, only that the scale has changed. And, you know, if you think that Bill Gates is worse than any of them, you're wrong, because they're all bad. I mean, I'm sure you guys heard about Larry Ellison, right?
You mean the Antichrist?
Yes, the other Antichrist.
For our listeners who don't know, why don't you fill us in?
He admitted to hiring private investigators to go through Bill Gates's trash to look for evidence for the government in their suit against him. I mean, come on now.
Oh, it's cutthroat all over the place. It's a giant fucking knife fight. You know, and they think by throwing a little bit of splash makeup and blush on it, they're going to make it into some kind of a porn sequel. Where, you know, they're thinking it's all Sylvia Saint, when in reality it's all Ron Jeremy. And it's just bad. You know, it's all kinds of bad.
Well, I mean, I'll put it to you guys this way. I mean, my friend is an English teacher in Queens, and he has a lot of students, especially male students, who are, you know, foregoing college in order to go into these two-year certification programs so that they come out with their Microsoft certification or their Cisco certification or whatever, and they say, hey, man, you know, I'm going to make 50 G's, I'm going to get paid, all this other stuff. Well, you know what? That's all well and good, but realize that just as manufacturing jobs left this country in the 80s, technology jobs are going to start leaving this country as well. I mean, everybody thinks that Philip Knight was the last word, you know, in worker oppression, you know, with his 14-year-old girls making shoes for him for like a dollar a day in the Philippines. Well, in a few years, they're going to have people in the Philippines building fucking databases and websites and call centers and the whole deal. I mean, that's already happening in India. I mean, India is like a major outsourcing destination.
Fucking
so anybody who gets out there and thinks, oh, yeah, I'm going to have this job and I'm going to get paid and whatever, is really kidding themselves. Not that people don't make money in this industry, but, you know, realize that in the global economy, you know, very nasty things can happen. And what pisses me off more than anything else is that the media doesn't want to wake up to that fact. I mean, look what happened at the WTO protests back, was it 4 or 5 months ago, right? There are people who are pissed off and think that global economy is, it needs to be checked. And then we had the World Bank protesters in Washington in, I guess it was 2 months ago. But the media, all they have to say about it is, oh, the protesters are a bunch of tree-hugging Luddites.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, they're completely fucked, and there's all kinds of pirate video floating around on the internet of cops fucking up protesters, of cops macing protesters. I don't know if you get a chance to run through the news groups, but I'm here to tell you, man, you can see some crazy shit for on the internet of just things that went on at those things that never, ever made the papers.
Well, that's because, okay, the news media is populated by a bunch of people who all went to J school, and they really have contempt for the people they're writing for. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I used to work, one of the many places I used to work was at Time, Inc. And, you know, all these people graduated from a handful of schools. Haverford, Georgetown, Columbia J School, right? They had all these very privileged backgrounds, privileged educations. You know, they were there writing about fucking existential philosophy and, you know, the significance of mustaches and Shakespeare and all this junk, right? And then they come out into the real world and they're writing about, you know, the five sexiest guys, you know, for People magazine. They hate that. You know what I'm saying? They hate the people that they write for, and they have contempt and self-loathing for themselves for stooping to write this stuff.
So
they don't care. I mean, everybody thinks that the New York Times is the first and last word on reality, and you know what? It isn't.
No, it's not. Not even fucking close. What about, okay, for the young people that are listening and who are sitting here going, holy fuck, and they just had their world rocked by you, you know, this 40-year-old guy.
It's like, oh, no, what am I going to do?
That's 34, but 960 in internet years.
All right, so you're 34.
You're painting a very bleak outlook.
Yeah, it's looking pretty black, man, and you asked us, you said, so is there any hope? Like, what do you see? Do you think we're all fucked, that's it? Go suck on a 12-gauge? Or what can these kids do to give themselves a fighting chance?
Well, all right, this is what I recommend. If you're going for a job, all right, well, first of all, if you're still in school and you're studying computer science, go and get yourself an internship. Go get experience somewhere. Find out what it's really like to work in an internet company.
That's
okay?
Right.
Get some real-life experience.
Fucking A.
Then when you get out of school and you're figuring, okay, well, where do I want to go? Ask yourself what kind of life you want to have. I mean, look, if you're 23 years of age and you want to start your own company, or if you want to, you know, start on at a company, hey, God bless you. You know, good luck. Just realize that you're not going to sleep for a few years. Now, if you're less adventurous and you're going to work in a more established company, you got to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, what is the business plan? Can someone explain to you the business plan in about 10 words? And after they do that, does the business plan make sense? Is the company providing some kind of a solution that you could not get anywhere else? You know what I mean? Another thing to look at is, all right, what is the word on the street about this particular company? What are people saying about it on discussion lists and in news groups and bulletin boards? Is it the kind of place that actually takes care of its workers? Or is it a fucking shithouse that burns people out and replaces them every 6 months? These are things that people need to ask themselves. And if the company is publicly traded, go to EDGAR, right, which is sec.gov/EDGAR, and look for the S-1 filing and just read that shit really carefully, all right? And, you know, I mean, and also, I mean, it's not totally bleak, and I don't want to make that out, all right? But I'm not going to kid you in saying that companies are going out of business left and right, okay? Now is not exactly the best time in the world to go work for an internet startup. On the other hand, it is a very good time to work in the internet division of a more established company. For instance, GM is really hip when it comes to the internet. You know, EGM is kicking ass, as is GE. I mean, they're applying Six Sigma traditional due diligence processes to the internet. So in other words, they have a clue, and they won't be going out of business anytime soon. So on the one hand, things are kind of fucked up right now, but the good news is that you can work for a traditional company in their internet division, and in about 6 to 8 months, you know, the shakeout will hopefully be over, and the companies that remain will be the companies with the clue, the companies that have a business plan and don't treat their workers like shit. So that's my advice to people.
One last question. You're giving us some great shit here. I'd love to keep you on all night, but we can't do it. So I want to ask you something that's completely off topic.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think of Napster? What's your view on this whole MP3 Sue Fest that has happened here? What's your take on it?
Funny you should ask me about that, because we have a poll on the NetSlave site about Napster. And the poll is, Napster is : you know, the greatest piece of software ever written, the best way to piss off Metallica, you know, a revolutionary sleep aid, or finally, you know, the greatest threat to college students since LSD. And so far, the winner, right, by I think 41% right now, is that Napster is the best way to piss off Metallica. And I'm conflicted about Napster. I mean, on the one hand, I'm like, right on. You know, we've been overpaying for CDs for so fucking long. I mean, a CD should not cost more than $8. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Also, I feel that this whole crap with Metallica, you know, they try to make it seem like, oh, it's just the four of us plus our two managers. It's a family business. That's a bunch of crap. They're part of Warner Music Group. They're a global fucking business. Don't give us that bullshit.
Yeah, if you could buy it directly from their site, maybe I'd buy that.
Right. Right. On the other hand, as someone who creates things myself, right, I mean, yes, I understand that. I mean, anybody who says that Napster is not about revenge, okay, to a large extent, is a liar. You know what I mean? People are pissed off at the music business. But you know what I think? I think that Napster should not be penalized for writing what is perhaps the best application for the internet since the web browser itself. You know what I mean?
There is legitimate uses for it.
Oh, fucking A, there's some legitimate uses.
Distributed files for everyone to download and share. I mean, you could use it for anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's a revolutionary way of doing things.
And it's...
Who wrote the code for that?
It was two guys. Their names escape me right now. They're out of... they're in San Bernardino, California.
Well, whoever the hell they are, they're fucking geniuses.
Yep.
They're actually Canadian. One of them's a Canadian kid. He's from Toronto.
I don't know. They wrote it to share their music over across the network, and it just ballooned from there. They thought it was a really cool idea, and it went up from there.
And they got...
You know what I don't like about the whole Napster argument? It's like, do you oppose the internet or do you oppose globalization? It's like, it goes back to what I was saying about the WTO. I mean, the people who are opposing, you know, the WTO meeting in Seattle, they were a bunch of tree-hugging Luddites in the eyes of the media. Yet, you know, the media didn't really say, you know, it's the lack of control in the global economy, all right, and globalization, which almost destroyed the fucking economy in 1997 with that whole Asia crisis. So it's like, if you're critical, it's like you're either for Napster or you're against Napster. And if you're against Napster, well, you must be some pirate. You know what I mean? If you're for Napster, you must be some sort of pirate. And it's like, I'm for Napster, but I have a few issues with it, but that doesn't make me some sort of like copyright infringing bastard. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely, because I mean, with your book and everything, blah blah blah, there's all sorts of parallels.
Yeah, if books got really really popular on the internet, and there's some sort of software like that, I'm sure you'd have something to say about it a little bit, maybe a bit differently. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if people were sending around... Well, I mean, look, the rule of the internet is that you have to give in order to get.
Yeah.
Okay? So that Napster is good for small bands and also for large bands. But if I released a CD and, like, the whole goddamn thing was out there and nobody was buying it, maybe I would be pissed off, too.
But people are buying it. CDs keep going up, the sales of them. It's just a...
And that's why people go on tour and sell tickets for $50 a fucking seat.
Oh, well, that's crap, too. But you see, the thing is, it's like, I'll put it to you this way. My own experience, we sold 20,000 copies of our book in a month and a half, okay? That made, it cost McGraw-Hill $1 a book, okay? So they spent $20,000 to put out those books. You know, and we made them roughly $400,000. Do you know how much we got? We got $4,400 each after everybody took a bite out of us.
Ooh,
fuck me.
And you put no time into that book or anything, I mean.
Yeah, you know, I just wrote it overnight, you know, it was the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, no
shit. You know, so I wish I could go on tour and make some money. I mean...
Reading out your book.
Yeah, or, you know, just screaming like I have been on this show.
Well, like...
But, yeah, I mean, you know, we're a nation that has been over-marketed, cross-marketed to death, you know, and everybody's waiting on the next fucking franchise. I mean... Everybody wants to strike it rich with the next, like, Hobbit. You know, like, the Hobbit's coming out, and they want to do it. They want to do a whole Star Wars thing with that, and everything's a sequel, and everything's a goddamn T-shirt. Full-on marketing mindfuck assault. I mean, you know... If it weren't for the internet, I mean, I don't know what I'd be doing, frankly. And I'm not against technology. I don't think technology is evil, but I'm just glad that we're able to all get our fucking thoughts out there, no matter what you do, and you can share the same space, at least for now, with these large corporations. And you know they hate that, don't you?
Oh yeah. Well, that's the plan. That's why they got to hate us. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, man. Listen, Bill, you've been absolutely stellar, man. And stay on the line. Don't hang up because I got to talk to you after we go off air here. But I just want to get another... this is Bill Assard from NetSlaves and a big what the hell from you. And
push your website. Push whatever you want.
Yeah, plug it all, baby.
All right, netslaves.com. I suggest you guys check out our newest feature. It's called Shut the Fuck Up. It's a weekly award that we give out to industry movers and shakers in badly in need of a clue. And this week's winner is Larry Ellison. And that's called Shut the Fuck Up, and it's at netslaves.com. And NetSlaves the book. Please buy it or give me a dollar.
And a little what the hell, if you please.
What the hell?
Right on.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, and here's Sean to talk to you.
All right, Sean. Thanks, guys.
All right. That was an excellent interview from Bill Assard from
that
NetSlaves.
That was an amazing interview.
I personally think it was better than the interview with Al.
He was angry. Yeah, Al was calm. This guy was angry.
Al
is the guy from...
Al is the guy from American for Purity.
The now classic interview.
Now,
the Masturbator Hater.
Funny listening to and watching Sean just go off at the phone at Al. But, I mean, you know, there was this, like, back and forth between Sean and...
Bill, yeah.
And Bill here.
Just amazing. So, we're going to go to something that I got off the internet today. I think it was done by four trolls in a baggie. You've heard of them? They're a comedy troupe, Canadian comedy troupe. And this is talking about somebody at the internet help desk, a day in the life, how to cope at the internet help desk. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
so
God.
Here it is on Rant Radio.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
You must be the new trainee? Yeah, hi. Yeah, welcome. Look, I'm supposed to show you the ropes, I guess, so welcome. internet help desk. It's a tough gig. Yeah. No, I figure you got four basic essential services in our society. You got your police, your fire, your ambulance, internet help desk. You know, air traffic controllers claim they have the most stressful job. Ha! But I'll tell you, man, there is nothing that beats the adrenaline buzz of configuring some idiot's ADSL modem, even though he's running Windows 3.1 on a 386 with 4 megs of RAM, man. Just a second. Thank you for calling the Internet Help Desk. One of our trained technicians will be with you shortly. Please hold. Okay, so that's the first thing. The hold button is your best friend, okay? Always put the customer on hold right off the bat. Shows them who's boss. Thank you for holding. Your call is very important to us. Please hold. Take some of the fight out of them, you know? Which is important, because when they start telling you they don't know how to use a mouse or that they've been putting their coffee cup in their CD-ROM tray, and they start to realize what an idiot they are going to be venting all over you, my friend. But don't worry. I'm here. I'm a vet. I'm a pro. Hell, I've been here 8 months. Which, you know, in internet time is about 25 years. Okay, thank you for holding. My name's Wes. How can I help you? Uh-huh. You can't get your email. Ooh, that does sound serious. Okay, well, can you be more specific? You can't. Okay, please hold. For holding. Okay, I'm going to need to find out if you're running Microsoft Outlook Express or Netscape Communicator. No, you don't. Okay, well, look in the top right corner of your screen. Do you see a big blue E or a big green N? Big black nothing. Okay. Well, I'm really sorry. That's totally my fault. Okay, what you're going to need to do, now listen to me very carefully, you're going to have to turn your computer on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll wait. Guy's got 10,000 times the power of the computer we use to land on the moon, and he needs me to turn it on. Okay, good. You got it all booted up? No, sir, please stop kicking it. No, is it turned on? Good, great, okay. Now, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to read me from the big TV part. You're going to need to read me the name of the little picture that you double-click on to get your email normally. Microsoft Outlook. Okay, so Outlook Express or Outlook Express. Okay, great. Go ahead and double-click on that. All right, good. Up at the top, there's File, Edit, View, blah, 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 Tools, okay? Click up there, bring it down, click on Accounts, okay? Then when the window comes up, click on the Mail tab, click on the blue text, click on Tools. Tools. Tools, sir. Microsoft Office. No, you're not running Office, sir. No, you've run the wrong program. No, it's my fault entirely. Don't worry about it. Okay, good. Illegal instruction. Well, I'm sorry, your copy of Office must be pooch, sir. No, you haven't broken any laws. It's an illegal instruction. It's a computer. No, sir, please stop crying. Do not unplug it. Do not unplug. Okay, well, let's just plug it back in there. Good. Okay, excellent. All right, you go ahead and just let it start up, and I'll be right back. Okay, we got a serious 12 o'clock flasher here. Okay, you know what that means? Every appliance in his house is always flashing 12. There's no way to get a 12 o'clock flasher online, okay? It cannot be done. I've seen guys eat their own headsets trying. It can't be done. And I got to go to Plan B. Hi there, sir. I was just wondering, do you have a child in the house? You do? Great. Good. And how old is she? 9. Excellent. Could I talk to her for just a second? Great. Thanks. Hi there. Hi, who am I talking to? Well, hi, Beth. What grade are you in? 4. Wow, that's great. Who do you like better? You like the Spice Girls or you like the Britney Spears? Oh, yeah, I guess they are a little 20th century. Okay, listen, Beth. Here's the thing, okay?
Your daddy really needs to get his Outlook Express configured to use the third-party dialer instead of LAN or, you know, whatever it's set to. Yeah. Could you configure that? Thanks. Okay, and check out his SMTP preferences. I think they might be pooch. Okay, thanks, Beth. Oh, and Beth, look, if I were you, the next time your daddy tells you his computer isn't working, tell him it's broken, okay? And tell him to give it to you to play with, and send him out to buy an iMac, okay? It's a computer especially built for 80... For mommies and daddies, okay? All right, Beth. Okay, we'll see ya. No, I don't want to talk to him. Thanks. Okay, bye.
And that is exactly how it works. I have done tech support, Sean has done tech support.
That's pretty brutal, Sim.
It is really brutal. Like, I mean, you do ask to talk to the child of the house. Is there somebody younger there that I can talk to?
So there's no exaggeration there at all?
No, that guy, I swear, must have worked tech support at one point.
Or had a good friend who did.
Or had a good friend who wrote it all out for him. So we got Drexel was in the IRC. He was going to come by tonight, but he did not come. But that's okay. You're going to depart now. Well, talk into the microphone so we don't have dead air.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
I'm leaving.
Who are you?
Porn on Beta.
Okay.
Farewell, you have Porn to leave beta. Early, unfortunately, so.
He's going to say bye to the camera. Bye-bye, Porn on Beta.
Bye-bye, Porn on Beta. Bye-bye.
Hugs.
I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
So, as you can see, we've got some pretty sad-ass mirrors going on here. So... I'm going to beg for mirrors. So if anybody out there has a very fast mirror, do not come to me with your cable modem saying, it's really fast. It's not fast. It's fast, but it's not going to hold the listeners. So if you work at an ISP and can get away with it, or have a really, really fast connection at work and can get away with it, please ICQ me 51558 because we're getting down on mirrors, and it would be great to get some back. We've still got a couple, but... Please contribute to Rant Radio. We don't make any money at this, and we'd like you to contribute. And until you contribute, we're going to keep begging for money. No.
This sounds like PBS.
It is PBS. We don't make any money. Half of our contributions come from corporations like you.
We should just have knickknacks to give away.
That's why we're bringing you now the music of Riverdance
and
until you contribute.
And another
coming up next week, Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat,
followed by the all day, all night, all weekend marathon of yet again Red Dwarf.
Hey, I like Red Dwarf.
Hey, as do I.
Oh, Drexel is back. Okay, he is listening. Cool.
Come home, Drexel. All is forgiven.
You can come home now. The dog forgave you.
Yeller misses you.
Walking funny, but...
So Sean's out of the room, burning up valuable 1-800 time at 8 cents a minute, blabbing on with Bill Lessard, because we want to discuss the Running Man thing, but he needs to be here. So we're going to go on to the next thing. I've got a Canadian joke that somebody sent to me.
Here we go.
Canadian joke.
I'm listening.
What's it all about?
Well, it's a boot. I can't remember who sent this to me. I didn't write it down. Sorry. In a train car, there was a Canadian, an American, and a spectacularly-looking beautiful woman, and a frighteningly awful-looking ugly lady. After several minutes of the trip, the train happens to pass through a dark tunnel, and the unmistakable sound of a slap is heard. When they leave the tunnel, the American has a big red slap mark on his cheek. A few things could have happened. One, the beautiful lady thought, that American son of a bitch wanted to touch me, and by mistake he must have put his hand on the fat lady, who in turn must have slapped his face. Two, the ugly lady thought, this dirty old American laid his hands on the blonde and she smacked him. The American thought, that fucking Canadian put his hand on the beautiful woman, and by mistake she slapped me. The Canadian thought, I hope there's another tunnel soon so I can smack that stupid American again. So I thought that was pretty funny. It's not specifically Canadian, but geez, it's pretty hard to make fun of us. We're so nice, right?
Pretty much
into the microphone.
Pretty much put any nationality on the planet next to the American.
Yeah,
some of them. I think the Canadian part of that, they waited till it was dark before it killed off in Maxstrom. I think just about any of the other nationalities in the world would just wait for broad daylight. Say, hey, ladies, look. And chink.
Well, see, if you went with somebody from anywhere in South America, they would have been, you know, no waiting for the tunnel, just die gringo.
There you go.
So it just doesn't work.
So we got something from Zerstor, which is very, very cool. Zerstor made up the Rant Radio drinking game.
Because we
did mention it during the marathon.
Oh.
And, of course, anything we mention gets drawn, recorded, or made up somehow, typed out.
Well, that means
they hang on our every word.
As a comment on last weekend's insanity.
Oh, yeah, we got to go over that, too.
Let's... If we ever consider doing that again, let's either not consider ever doing that again.
Please slap us.
Or get some methamphetamines in here or something.
Yeah, we got to get something to keep us going. If we ever do that again, it won't be as long. It would be like 4 hours, 8 hours, maybe. We'll do it in shifts.
Actually, a 12-hour thing going from, say, 11 to 11 on Sunday.
Something that would not take up our sleeping time.
It would be just like an extended Sunday barbecue.
Yeah, that's what it would be like. It wouldn't go into sleeping time.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't disrupt the normal cycle.
But Sim, you wouldn't get the same quality of programming, diluted grandeur.
4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Or that slight delusion you kind of get, that funny haze that you had, that kind of stagger you had that was really treasuring.
Minute memory capacity.
Yes, that was amazing.
Did we say that already?
And I think the Rant Radio listeners would really appreciate that effort if we did it again.
They would.
Oh, yes.
They'd make us do anything. They'd love that.
All of you out there in Rant Radio,
shut up.
Type it in.
If
you want us to do that again.
We'll promptly ignore you.
Ignore Sim.
Ignore. So this is from Zerstor with some help from Smokehouse. I'll tell you which one Smokehouse contributed. Number one, whenever somebody mentions penny shears or intestines falling out of someone's ass, take a drink. Whenever the phone rings and everyone says, oh, it's zombie, take a drink. If it actually turns out to be really Lieutenant Major Zombie, take another drink. Whenever someone offers to bear Sean or Sim's child, take a drink. If they offer to bear another of the crew's children, take two drinks.
Do they know any of the other crew's names?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They've heard it enough. Ronan Medic, Projectile Vomitman, Girl on Left. Oh, they know.
Everybody.
They know all the names. They
everybody
listen.
Knows.
They hang on our every word, okay?
Some biblically.
Yeah, they know in the biblical sense. Whenever somebody uses the phrase, jerking off in your own feces, take a drink. That is actually used a lot.
That's just to remove the taste in your mouth.
Five. Whenever a female listener confesses to being bisexual, take a drink. There we go. Yeah, hands up there. If it's a male listener, take two drinks. I don't think it's ever happened. I don't think it's ever happened. Six, whenever somebody makes fun of Sim for reading onion stories on the show, take a drink.
What fucking cool guy that guy is.
I'll get on the mic then, Sean.
That guy is the most fucking switched-on guy we've ever interviewed, hands down.
Oh, yeah, he's on it.
That guy is all over the place. He's a fat kid on a Smartie, you know that? I'll sit down for a minute. I'm cool. I got to take a piss in a minute anyway. What's going on? What's happening?
Well, if you got to take a piss, then we can't talk about the Running Man thing. But we're going through the Rant Radio drinking game.
Oh, my God. Somebody wrote it up and submitted it.
Well, everything we say.
Oh,
it's turned into some sort of media.
It's fucking gold.
that's above and beyond the actual Pentagon files. there's actually like
everything filed away.
The sort of the lay.
Yet they
fucking great.
Yet they couldn't record the first 2 hours of our marathon last week.
Oh, that's all right.
If anybody has that recorded, please tell me. IRC. Or
on
audio tape.
Sim's killing himself over here, okay? He's like, I had to take away everything sharp in the house. I had to take spoons away. The guy was fucking beside himself.
Well, I'm a gargoyle.
I would actually kill for the middle 2 hours.
Oh, we got everything.
It's like one big 45-minute long giggle.
No, we only missed the first
the whole place just
two.
Dead air for 2 hours.
Yeah. And, of course, the whole section where I fucking bailed like a big pussy and went home and slept.
Yeah, that was a good area there. It was really funny there. Everyone said it really picked up in that.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe I should just not bother coming anymore.
Hey, how about, what does everyone think about that?
Yeah, well,
Sean fucking
Sean's
off.
Sean's just not doing it. Fuck you. I'm
going to
stay. Anyway, I got to go take a piss, and then we'll talk about this fucking running
okay.
Man deal.
Number seven, whenever Sean or Sim bring up their huge ego, take a drink. Whoa, would you be drunk? Okay, eight, whenever Sean K. confesses to having a raging hard-on for someone, take a drink. He didn't actually say that for Bill Assard, but
It was implied. Did you have a raging hard-on for him?
I have a raging hard-on for Bill Lazar.
Someone take a drink.
It could be Dr. Pepper. Whenever Dak insults a minority, take a drink. Whenever he calls their language monkey talk, take two. Oh my God. Number 10. Whenever somebody says, fuck ass, take a drink.
Fuck ass!
Number 11, whenever Sean says twat or cunt or fuck nut, take a drink. Number 12, whenever Dak makes a pedophile joke, take a drink.
Oh, I have a pedophile joke.
Okay, lay it on it.
You're
too quiet.
Oh, what's the most difficult part, most actual time-consuming part of being a pedophile?
Washing the blood out of your clothes?
It was actually a clown suit.
Clown suit,
blood out of clown suit. Adds an extra shutter factor.
Yeah, okay. That's old but goody.
What was somebody I heard? Best thing of carnal knowledge with a two-year-old is hearing the pelvis crack.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay. I'm going to stop now because state police in five countries... state police in five different states...
Are heading over here now.
Driving to me. Yes.
The next one. Number 13. Whenever Sean says, well, that's all well and good, take a drink.
I don't say that often.
Never. You never say
that. Yeah, but that's all well and good.
Well, that's
Sean.
All well and good,
that's
Sean,
well
but
good.
You don't say that very much.
Well, it's my nice way of saying shut the fuck up.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's
basically.
Like, shut the hell up, I'm going to say something now.
Yeah. Basically.
Whenever
Jesus Christ, I'm so sick of that fucking word.
It's coming up.
Every time he says that, it's like somebody hits me in the fucking face, you know that? After that marathon and he was going basically, it's ringing in my head going, oh, fuck, no, ass, Ah! Fuck! I was going fucking insane. And even when he's telling stories, basically, it's fucking. I'm gonna kill him. It's always there. He can't open his fucking mouth without the word basically.
Sean wakes up and goes. Basically.
You'll also notice that in Bill's interview, he also said basically quite a few times.
He said it three times.
It is a very common word.
It's a common
people
phrase,
use it all the
but
time.
Because
and used in moderation, it's
fine. It's okay. But you don't speak like a Marine, sir, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The beginning and ending of the sentence is, you know, fucking basically. Basically, I think I went down to the store, basically. Basically, I bought a Coke, basically. That's not
beginning
the
quote,
fucking,
end quote.
End quote,
yep,
insert
it's
basically.
It's got to be there.
It's like slash
basically. Yeah.
Just slash basically.
For all
okay?
You HTML coders
you
out
know,
there.
I'm seriously, just slash the basically, okay? Slash basically, that's it. No more.
Next.
Whenever somebody says A, take a drink. Whenever Sumerian says it, take two drinks because his accent is so strong. He sounds like a McKenzie brother when he says it.
A.
Yo, A.
What
a.
Are you talking about?
A.
We have accents?
We have accents?
No,
you Americans
correctly.
Have the accent.
There you go.
We just pronounce everything very...
Actually, being Western Canadians, I think we're the only true accent-less people on the planet.
We are sans accent. We pronounce everything quite correctly.
That's our particular brand of monkey talk.
Yes. It's the BC monkey talk.
It's the BC monkey talk.
Whenever Sim's voice cracks, take a drink.
Well, it's time for a change, and it's time for a change. Anybody who got that, okay, you're really sad if anyone got that reference. I think Projectile Vomitman got that reference.
I hate you.
What was it?
It's a Brady Bunch reference.
Wow.
It's a Brady Bunch reference. Yeah.
Wow. Whenever Lieutenant Major Zombie tries to ask out a female listener, take a drink. When they're actually male, take two.
That'd be fun if it's bye.
And when Lieutenant Major Zombie doesn't mind, take five. I made that. No. 19. Whenever somebody comments about Sim's awesome vegan ass, take a drink.
You have a nice ass.
Do I? Sean, tell me about my nice ass.
Tell me more about my ass.
20. Whenever a drunk chick calls in, take a drink.
No, you should take like 30 drinks. We don't get that many fucking...
Only during the marathon. They had enough time.
We did discover during the marathon that was what basically...
Kill you!
Remember on Pee Wee's Playhouse? That's going to happen from now on.
Every time he says basically, that's the magic word.
The whole room screams. Okay, that will stop. That will stop the. That will stop the B word very quickly. We're going to do that. Don't tell Dak next show. Okay.
During the marathon.
Don't even explain it. Don't explain it. We'll do it next show.
That
will explode.
That the core audience that we were aiming for is drunk chicks.
Yes, it was, and we were succeeding quite well. in the drunk chick category.
We wanted actually drunk slutty chicks.
Drunk slutty chicks who live in BC, yeah, that have a car.
Local drunk slutty chicks.
We'll settle
or
for
would
the,
be willing to travel.
We will yes, settle, though, however, for the drunk, because the slutty part we can work on by frying them with liquor.
That's right. We can find liquor or Dr. Pepper.
200% sexy projectile rape date man.
They had a comic about him in Japan.
They do.
Yeah, rape man.
Rape man.
Whenever the subject of Gloom Bunny's tits pops up, take
or,
a drink.
Or flops out.
Or flops out or lands on someone's head, take a drink. 22, whenever somebody brings up Al from Americans for Purity,
Al.
Take a drink. Hey, Al.
Hey, Al.
Whenever
you can be my bodyguard.
Just call me Al.
Call me Al.
I got to find that song for next week. Okay.
Excellent.
Whenever Dak calls for someone's death, take a drink.
You'll be drunk a lot.
You'll be drunk. Whenever Sean mentions prison drugs, take a drink. Whenever you hear... Oh, wait. Here it comes. Oh, I'm too slow. Oh, here it is. Whenever somebody mentions the mighty Shovel Pang, take a drink. And it just happened for all the people
just,
in the studio.
What just happened?
The volume was down. The mighty Shovel Pang. Whenever the What the Hell show officially endorses Dr. Pepper, take a drink.
Of course.
And that happens all the time.
Have Dr. Pepper, of course.
Whenever you hear the Gary Coleman promo, take a drink.
Take three drinks. we don't play it that often.
Whenever somebody brings up, and number 28, the last one, whenever somebody brings up that damned I'm in jail dad song,
that's a
take
great
a drink.
Song.
That is a great song.
We should play that song.
We should play it right
we should,
now.
We should cue that.
Everyone break out your shot glasses.
Because
hey, dad, I'm in jail.
Bye.
I'm in jail.
We're jerking off.
I'm in jail. Al, put me here.
I'm jerking off because I saw the .coms all go tits up. Bye.
I'm in jail.
Like Bill Salazar's helping me. In jail.
Here's Was Not Was. We're back. I hope you all like this. Yes, they play that on Pump Up the Volume. That's my big reference for it.
Yeah, that's why we play it.
And they played Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows, in which I am.
One of my favorite freaking songs.
One of my favorite songs as well.
Oh my God.
Everybody Knows.
Everybody Knows.
So speaking about Everybody Knows. there's this group in Germany who decided to put on their version of The Running Man.
Yep, and if anybody's seen the movie, it's with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Richard Dawson.
And Richard Dawson, which you got to rent it just for Richard Dawson. I mean, it's an okay movie, not a big deal.
It's great, love. How are you doing today?
I read the book.
On Hogan's Heroes.
Yep.
And Family Feud.
And Family Feud. The book is way better. It's only a short story, so go read the book. It's by Stephen King.
In any case, I'm not a big Stephen King fan, but anyway.
No, it's a short story. It's good.
In any case, that's all well and good.
And there's no mystical things that happen in it, which I like.
Whatever.
The devil.
Yeah,
here
the
comes
devil.
The devil again.
That's a big horror story cop-out, and all this happened because of the devil.
The devil.
Fuck. The devil, you say.
So
in any case.
That's all well and good.
That's all well and good. Shut the fuck up. I'm speaking now. So
they're doing this for real. The concept is that they're going to go, they're going to put all these people, they're going to pick somebody, the internet is going to vote for someone.
We're eating pretzels. Yeah, we're saying, what the fuck are you eating?
Yeah, we're eating pretzels.
Pretzels.
I'm going to stop now.
We broke out the pretzels.
Salt.
And Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, the official sponsor of Rant Radio, unofficial sponsor.
Now,
our goal is to be so offensive that Dr. Pepper will pay us money to stop talking about them.
Back to Reality Runner. Back once again. Okay, so what's happening is Reality Runner is going to put some guy who is voted on the internet to be the Reality Runner. They're going to drop him in Berlin with 5,000 Deutschmarks, equal to about 5 grand, or like 2 grand American, or whatever the fuck it is.
Or anyway, a dollar Canadian. Stretch it hard.
5 grand, and then you have to survive for 24 days without being detected. If you're detected and someone walks up to you and says, hey, aren't you, in my case, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and followed...
Herb.
I don't know, but...
You need a microphone.
Yeah, you need a mic. No one's hearing you.
Wasn't that about, like, Steve with the fruit with two O's, or
yeah,
Herb,
yeah.
That Whopper guy? Didn't they have to find Herb?
But Wendy's, the thing is that if people find this person and walk up and say that to
they
him,
get they get to beat the fuck out of him with a shovel.
No, but they get $10,000 American if they catch you.
It's a big manhunt.
It's a huge fucking manhunt.
The whole world, in fact.
Now, there are people... Well, once it's posted over the first 10 days, they let out more.
At first, you know nothing about them. Well,
then,
maybe one thing, because they got to give you something.
And then for the next 20, after 10 days, for the next, they release more and more. And then eventually, after the 10th day, they have mass data about you, and everybody knows who you are, and everybody's looking for you. And if you get busted, whoever catches you, or whoever tips the reality runner, the reality hunter, whoever tips him to tell where you are, they get 10 grand.
Yep.
However,
there's one guy dedicated to hunting.
Yes.
I think I feel a field trip coming on.
However, there is the fact that if you can survive for 24 days and accomplish the little daily tasks that they give you,
because
it'd be easy, I could just crawl inside a sewer hole and say, fuck you, I got my 30 power bars and my bottle of water, you can all suck ass. Okay. It'd be easy to do that, but unfortunately you have to go and actually commit these tasks on a day-to-day basis.
Somewhat hard tasks that involve the public.
That involve the public and still be avoided. This is not the worst part?
Everything that comes out of your mouth or in the vicinity of you is recorded and played on the internet.
Live.
They can hear you at all times.
Everything you say is heard and broadcasted over the web.
I'd like a Big Mac. Well, he's in McDonald's. How many McDonald's are there? Everyone go to McDonald's. Right?
Exactly. So, I, of course, if I was to go, I submitted my name. And 16 hours later, I had 350,000 votes.
And Sean was top. And Sean was on top,
and Sean was going to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see, when I filled out my questionnaire, when they asked me the questions, I gave them more than just one line back.
Sean, the writer, goes nuts.
I told them, they said, what's the biggest adventure you've ever been on? So I told them about when I flew to Europe and tried to join the French Foreign Legion and got deported from England twice and wind up having to wander around Europe with a backpack and shoot bearings and make my way to an airport in 8 hours that I'd never been to before.
In 202,000 words or less.
In two paragraphs. And I chopped that down pretty good. But, you know, they wanted, like, one line. So they said, oh, you didn't fill out the questionnaire properly. And so they kicked
off
my ass.
Off to the oven for
off,
you.
Off, how old are you, mother? Boot. Off I go. Even though I had 300,000 votes.
Along with a lot of other people got booted off.
Who also got booted.
Because
so,
their questionnaire was all fucked up.
So that's okay. That's okay.
It's all good.
That's all good. Because right now, there are people looking on the internet, because I've said it, on that site, www.realityrunner.com, under the casting voting, somewhere on that site, they have a place where you can vote. We submitted it at about 7 o'clock our time, so we submitted it...
3-4 hours ago.
Almost 4 hours ago. So it's probably up there now. We have a photo with it. We have everything just fucking perfect.
So,
Tim and I went over it.
So what I did to find this out why he was pulled is like, well, he's gone. Why is he gone?
What the fuck is going on?
So I sent an email to the people at Reality Runner because, well, that's just not good.
No.
I said, you recently pulled a number of people out of the lineup for being Reality Runners. These people had very high scores due to their popularity.
Could you please send me the full legal rules for selecting the actual reality runner? Because if you're going to pull people out of the competition for being too popular, then I would suggest you rethink the way you're conducting the voting. Again, please point me to the portion of your site where it explains in full, in legalese, how the reality runner will be selected. Because, well, Sean's going to win the legal way or the non-legal way. So, we got enough people to do it, okay?
I mean, you want to... It's not like... And the reason is, I don't give a shit about winning. If you win, you get $100,000, which means that Cult gets $100,000, which means Rant Radio gets $100,000.
Wow...
And
we'll
wow,
use that.
We wow, will we ever have a fucking field trip, okay? We'll broadcast from your house, all right? The point is that if we can actually pull this shit off, that people are beginning to realize Cult is not that big right now. We've only got 80 members, and I haven't even processed the email I got sitting in my box. I got people waiting to join right now. But do you realize, think about this for a moment. We, Cult, decided no, we have Cult... think Sean is going to be the runner. And I was. Just like that. 16 hours later, I have beaten the lead guy, about sevenfold. Because the next guy below me only had 64,000 votes.
And Sean had 350,000.
And I had 350,000 votes inside of 6 hours. And they want to fuck with us? They want to fuck with us? 2600 had the right idea, but 2600 did not have the balls to stand up and go, no. Because, I mean, and I understand where they're going with this, because they're in the United States, and the ATF could kick in their door, dream up a whole load of charges, and put everyone in fucking jail. But they can't do that to us because of we're Canadian, one. Two, our Canadian laws do not endorse that, and we're not doing anything wrong. What I want to see happen is I want to see Cult in every major city. I want to see private clubs operating as bars that Cult members can go to, show their ID card. If you show the ID card, you go downstairs. If you're a normal sheeple, you go fucking upstairs. The people who go downstairs, they've got a full facility down there. They have quote-unquote weight training, so they have showers. They have a coffin hotel. Fuck, you can stay in there for days. Cheap food, the whole nine yards. Doesn't matter if you're wanted, because we don't monitor who's in and out. If you have your ID code and you're a Cult member, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a level where it's a real community and the subculture gets very, very strong. This is a union of the common man. This is the union of the subculture, and this is the kind of shit that they have been scared of since day fucking one. Oh my God, the geeks got organized. We're fucked now.
Yep.
And
it's enough of us.
If one person learns the truth, if one person, one fucking janitor, one rat in the wall overhears something that you're going to do to fuck over general public on the CEOs, it hits Cult, and we broadband that shit, and it'll be amazing. This is the dream of Rant Radio and Cult, and it's happening so fast because so many young people are so pissed off with the bullshit. We all know it's bullshit. We all know it's there. You know for a fact that a digital mafia eventually is going to happen, okay? But the underworld is all about prostitution and drugs and about, you know, victimization of people. What if we made the digital underworld make it more white hat than black hat? You're going to have enough black hats in there anyway in order to get shit done. But quite frankly, you know, I'm sick of being fucked over, and now people, the counterculture, the people who've been fucked over since day one, finally are starting to get a foothold, and they better hope to fuck that they shut us down before we get a solid grip, because we'll take it to the wall.
Capone X says, this brings an entire new meaning to Free Sean Kennedy.
So...
So they responded back, says, hi, we just pulled out the people who did not give us a nickname or miss to fill out the complete casting form, but we saved all the votes so that everyone will be placed on the net again as soon as they give us a complete application. Says, thanks, Reality Running Headquarters. So all the votes will be saved, hopefully, if they match up the new one with the old one. Sean typed in all the same email address and all that, so it should be the same. If it's not, guess who's getting a letter?
You know, and it doesn't matter. So what? Go ahead. Take it off. Fuck you. You
think build it right back up in a day.
Go right. 16 hours, asshole. There's 22 days until it goes up. 22 fucking days. Now, this time we're going to do it right. Within the next day, I'm going to wind up blanketing down, and we'll get all the new messages on Cult. I'll have a whole bunch of new shit because, well, the world marches on, and I'll be able to document it.
Mm-hmm.
In the forum, as I give Reality Runner updates, do not post anything about how we're manipulating counters,
because if Reality Runner goes to our site and sees that, they could pull some bullshit claws.
Would that have been the one that was deleted?
That was the stories that were deleted, just in case they hit our site. However, you know, we would never dream of doing anything that could be manipulative.
But
you know?
As far as I see, they... There's no rules about it.
There is no rules about it. But more than that, it'd be very easy if one person in one place was manipulating the counters.
Yeah.
We got Echo in Alaska. We got Rooster, wherever the fuck he is. I can't even remember where the guy is.
All
over
the place.
We have people in Florida. We have people on the north, on the east and west coast.
Yeah.
And everybody's firing
at
us.
So they're looking at this, looking at the IP addresses, going, well, this isn't one guy.
This isn't one guy. This is all over the United States and all over Canada.
So somebody really likes
them. If I remember how the Chicago political machine put it. Vote early,
vote often.
Yeah.
Yep. And
so,
they said every vote counts on their website. Well, we made every vote count.
So every fucking vote counts. Now, whether or not they honor it, I personally think this whole thing is a massive publicity stunt.
Me too.
And where it's pretty brilliant, actually. They'll sit there and say, oh, you could be the Reality Runner. Therefore, you put your name in and
you tell all your friends,
I'm
in the running.
Vote for me, vote for me. Right? This will be a great way to do this. Oh, someone's calling.
Somebody wants to talk to us. Hi, you're live on What the Hell? Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. What's up?
Just wanted to let everybody know that if they want to know where to get these scripts, since no one knows about the Prophet site, I can post it on the Prophet site, all the updates for where the scripts are located and stuff like that, because nowhere on the cult site is the Prophet site mentioned before you put those down.
That's a very good point. As a matter of fact, we can use ICQ to farm back and forth, and that's the reason why ICQ is there, is for just such an emergency. That's a very good point, Nixter. And you can get to the Nixter site by prophet.thecult.org is his location. That's a very good point, man. Very good point.
Just wanted to let you know that. And it's also sounding like that movie, that recent one. I forgot the name. I always do this. I always bring up a movie and then I can't remember the damn name.
What happened in it?
It's Fight Club. Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club. Tyler Durden, yeah.
It slipped my mind for a second right when I went to mention it.
So what's like Fight Club? Cult?
It's like Fight Club, the whole concept of the nightclubs and stuff.
Oh yeah,
I never really made that parallel before, but I'm glad you.
I never thought of that either. Actually, the
Fight Club. No, we're totally fucking with you. But what actually I'd rather make it like is, although the movie was shit, I loved it. I admit it. But the Johnny Mnemonic nightclub that was in there, where you got like the sushi bar and you got live bands performing, small name bands who haven't made their name yet.
Yeah.
We could have an entire underground circuit set up, and all it would take is to have good, solid people, you know, running this. And if we start having cult-owned businesses that are truly community-owned, we could have the underground community and the underground art community working for the underground art community, and then we'd have a whole new subculture. We'll fuck these guys with their own money. That's fine, and we're not doing anything illegal. You know, we're not going to be selling drugs. Fuck drugs. We're going to sell freedom.
Yep.
And it'll be going cheap, and everybody's going to buy it.
Yep. I'll tell you that much. That's going to go fast.
No doubt.
Thanks for calling in and plugging the Prophet site, because it needs to be done.
It needs to be done. Say what the hell, brother?
Just one last thing.
Oh.
If anyone wants to has any script, just send it to my ICQ, which is posted under Nixter if you look on the cult page. What the hell?
What the hell, brother?
All right.
So this is what's going on. So we need people, we need the gargoyles to keep a close eye on that Reality Runner site to let me know so I can repost the URL.
Yeah, because it's all out of order. Like, you just have to search through every
fucked
page
up like February
to find who is. It's a crazy site. It wasn't very well constructed.
Yeah, it's soup sandwich everywhere.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Why, it's your old Uncle Dak.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
What's up, buddy?
Need more airtime?
No, just really sorry about basically squishing your chair like that.
Oh, right. Oh, it was almost dead.
I put my foot on it to tie my boot up, and the whole thing just fucking collapsed, and I was like...
Now you're destroying
I'm a
lummox.
I'm a little big lummox. He brings in the chair. It's all fucked up. It's a bunch of pieces of metal. I'm like, what's that?
I'm really sorry, man.
It's a straight back chair that is not supposed to fold, but now looks like a folding chair.
It's a folding chair now.
That's Uncle Dak laying his back down.
Man.
That's okay. We'll give it to Quoth, and she'll make something artistic out of it.
I think it already is artistic.
It's called Squish Chair.
Yeah, Squish Chair.
Okay.
So, is there anything else you want to say?
No, just basically the...
Ah! Acid
ride. That's about it.
Okay.
All right, so everybody, have a good night, and take care.
And?
Oh, what the hell?
All right. Oh, we said we started next week, but he's here, so.
I heard the one basically, and then I should start screaming. So,
oh, just for you then.
Ah!
I fucking hate that.
And everybody else hates it too.
Yes,
they all know. I'm not saying anything fucking wrong here, guys.
Okay,
don't get wrong.
Don't say you hate it. Tell us who likes it.
Especially because it's catching.
Yes, it is.
It's infectious.
You listen
like
to it enough.
It is.
It's a verbal disease.
Somebody else calling in. It's a call-in section of the evening.
Sure.
Call now, call often.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Hey, it's Prophet Stone Zero.
Hey, how's it going? I can't pronounce your name. What is it? It's Prophet...
Soylent Zero.
Good to hear from you, man. First time you've called in. That's awesome.
Actually,
how you been?
I called in during the marathon, but yeah, you know about that Running Man stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching that closely. Before they ganked him off the list, they cut him down to like 50,000.
Sean, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They want not to fuck with us on that because, wow.
Like, I don't know if you guys caught that or not. Did they give you any reasons as for that?
No, I didn't notice that. Nobody alerted me to that, actually.
Actually, it's on the call forum. I think Rooster posted. I'm not exactly sure.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
That was after they took him off the first time, and then Rooster found him again, and all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, he's down to 50,000 from like 300.
Wow, okay.
But are you saying I was taken off, and then I was put back on, and I'm at 50,000?
Yeah, you were, okay, like, you got taken off twice. You got taken off the first time, and then you reappeared magically on, like, the 900 position page, and you had, like, only 50,000 or somewhere in that area.
Wow, okay.
When did it reappear?
Then we got you up to, like, 80,000. Then they took you off again, and we're right here right now.
Okay.
When did it reappear with the 50?
I'm not exactly sure. Most likely Rooster posted, like, a time and a day.
Did it happen today or yesterday?
This happened earlier today, I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, since 6 o'clock this evening?
No, this was earlier in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, Rooster posted an update about that on the page.
Okay, well, if it goes back up and it's only 50,000, they're going to get a letter immediately.
Yeah, fucking save your vote. That's bullshit.
Because they sent a letter to me saying that the votes will still be there.
Silly Germans in the monkey talk.
Fucking krauts. Okay, hey, you know what? I'd just like to comment, man. That's pretty fucking wicked. That you're sitting there, and you're that wired in. You're a Decker, if I remember correctly, correct?
A Prophet, actually.
You're a Prophet?
Wow.
As a Prophet, to be that fucking hooked in, to be able to go at that time, holy shit, man. Like, you're the fucking man. That's right on. That's some good shit, I got to tell you. Because, like, you know, what kind of diligence does that say about cult?
Yeah.
That cult can sit there and say, at this time, at these minutes, in your fucking time zone, this occurred.
Well, it's by sheer attrition we got the... Everyone on it, right?
Yep. And
it's like, boom, the cult's on it.
The only thing cult
say
is lacking...
Updates every 2 minutes.
That's right.
I got to tell you, man. The only thing you're lacking is weakness. That's the only thing you're lacking. Say what the hell.
What the hell, man?
All right.
Okay,
that is amazing.
What's incredible.
It's unbelievable, the strength that comes from that. And we've only got 80 members, and there's more coming.
All
have
the
10
time.
More applications.
Well, tell them what to write in on, because there's some people, very
some
few,
people,
but...
People, you want to get on this fucking wave? You want to get in on this wave?
If you're on the same wavelength as we are.
If you're on the same wavelength, you're like, holy fuck, these guys are going to own it, man. It's join@thecult.org. You'll get a big, fat form that'll get sent to you. We'll be talking a lot more about what I believe in, what we're talking about, you know, your stance in society and where society's going. Mm-hmm. And as this goes, man, I mean, this is going to explode. We just got buttons made up. We should talk a little bit about that.
I'm going to put that on. It'll be on the page somewhere.
But if you're on the webcam, we're going to do a button shot right now. Who's ever on the webcam? Actually, show it. Like, bring it right up.
Hi, you're on. What the hell is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie, how's it going?
Pretty great. Just watching the Postal Man.
Watching the Postal Man?
The Postman.
Postman.
Yeah. Oh, it's on TBS.
Yeah, TBS, Superstation, you know.
So what's going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, Sean. I really want you to be like the Running Man. That'd be cool, Ted.
Yes, it would be very cool. Just imagine Sean broadcasting 24 hours a day to the whole world.
That'd be cool.
More than this, because, well, we'd have the...
Like supporting you the whole way through it.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to keep the lines open, man, because it's going to be phoning in, but that's right on, and there's been a whole lot of people welcoming you to Cult, and I think that's very cool, the fact that you've joined.
I've been, like, helping you out, too, my little preview thing you put up. I was, like voting for you, like, the whole night long, man.
Yeah, I know you were. I could see that. You were online. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, I was like, I need to do more. And I got tired, and I was like, oh, dude, getting sleepy.
every hit counts.
Every hit counts, man. All right, buddy, say what the hell.
All right, man, what the hell.
All right. Yeah, imagine that, Sean broadcasting 24 hours a day to the world.
Now, it's important.
Backed up by a major television station.
All over Europe.
All Sean, all the time.
All Sean, all the time. Not only that, but this would be cult influence in Europe. Mm. Do you know what the underground scene is like in Europe?
It's pretty
nuts,
from my understanding.
Fucking huge. And not only that...
And whatever fucked up you want to say about, you know, Germans or whatever, and what they
look what we got.
What they did with this website, you know, booting people off and shit.
We got something here.
I mean, they're the only government in the world that I know of that was smart enough to say Scientology is a fucking cult and give
and
not
ban
give,
it.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on. What the hell? Who's this?
That's Prophet No Deal.
Hey, Prophet No Deal. But before we get to this, Sean is back on, back on the internet. He has got zero votes.
That's
but
okay.
It is the new. They may not have recognized the two different names and stuff. But we'll alert them to that. If anybody can find a second Sean K there, but they probably won't. Okay.
Hell, anyway. We should get both of those guys way up there. So either way, if they take one off, we're so good with the other.
Yeah, both Sean K's going.
They can't. They can't.
We'll send two of them. We'll clone them.
So what's up?
Basically, I just wanted to call to say good night because I fucking stayed up till 2:40 in the morning. I get up in 4 hours to go to work.
Wow.
I had to hear this whole spiel about the Running Man. Good luck, Sean. Hopefully we'll get you over to Europe and kick some fucking ass. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
You the man. Thanks, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right.
All right.
On.
Yeah. Sorry for keeping this so long for this news.
Yes.
This is this is something we do have to make sure that everybody understands. I'm not going over there, okay? The reason why this is such a big deal is because this is a huge fucking promo for Rant Radio and Cult. We're fucking them with their own media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why we're doing this.
Yep.
I hope some fucking little babushka bitch over there catches my ass and she gets the 10 grand because she fucking needs it.
Yep.
I'd rather see that happen than see some fucking, you know, yuppie cocksucker who sits there, Mr. SG9 guy. Have you read the write-up on this Hunter guy? I'm going to spray paint his fucking car. When I'm there, I'm going to write, fuck you, Love Rant Radio, on this guy's car. The fucking guy, what, I was on SG9, I'm trained as a sniper. How the fuck is that going to help you? Are you shooting at me? No. What do you, I was a sniper. Big fucking deal, asshole.
Little darts in Sean's ass, blowing him down.
Oh, yeah, fucking, go right ahead. Go right the fuck ahead. And I was trained in recovering prisoners in times of war. Where are you now?
All
actually,
right.
I'm really familiar with the German training military program because I worked with them. There is no prisoner recovery program. There isn't one. How the fuck do you train soldiers to recover your own prisoners? Like, there's Sartek shit to handle, like, extraction and stuff, but you don't go in and fucking hunt your own people. You don't hunt prisoners. I mean, what the fuck? It's just stupid. But anyway, you know, that's all just more media bullshit. But the fact is if we can get over there, if we can get enough votes happening, fuck, man. We could just be broadcasting all the time. You know I'm going to be doing a running commentary on society while I'm there. You know I'm going to be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at this McDonald's. Lots of these good McDonald's people here. This
of course,
water
McDonald's
like
nowhere
shit.
Near them right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I could be having a great fucking time with it.
Going into a rave.
Go
party.
To a rave. Nobody
like
can hear shit at a rave.
We can't hear. His audio is distorted.
His
I don't know what's
distorted.
Going on.
I could be standing up fucking taking my clothes off. It wouldn't mean a fucking difference to me. Oh, I don't know what kind of audio they're using. Oh, someone's chasing me. I'll jump in a water. Sploosh. Sorry, the mic went out. Out, you know?
Gotta do it. This probably rolls against it, but... Hi, you're on What the Hell, who's this?
Hey, it's Prophet Spidey all up in the house, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. If Sean gets picked for this... Well, no, sorry. When Sean gets picked for, you know, the Running Man.
That's right, yeah, when?
I'm thinking we should get, like, a squad of Ronin. You know, just to, you know, like, up in the buildings and shit.
Protecting him.
You know, the reality hunter. Woo! Like, what the hell is that, right? That's well, like, reality hunter.
We'll
oh
fucking,
God.
We'll skin that guy. We'll make
reality,
a belt out of him.
What is that?
And also, we have the gargoyles all over it giving him myth.
Oh, yeah,
myth.
Man. We got everyone watching. We should just ship every freaking cult member there.
Because
we'll hunt the hunters, you know what I mean?
Because you know, the reality mean, hunter
like,
is...
I gave him to, like, you know, just oh, yeah.
The one thing is, though, and this is an interesting point, is that guess what? The reality hunter gets his tips on how to hunt me from a website.
Yeah, from a website.
My God.
Oh, no, muffin.
You know,
Sean K's in the woods. I can hear him.
Yeah, I can hear him. He's up that tree.
He's by that McDonald's. He's
He's on the corner of 4th and Main.
And all these guys with Prophet on their name and Gargoyle on their name are showing up.
Like, this is rather odd. You know, they're Germans. They'll never catch up.
Even if they ban me, it would bring public access to that. They got some weird digital cult.
Oh, yeah.
And then that'll be boom. It'll be all over the news. And then the CIA will be like, oh, my God.
See, if Sean wins this, it'll be good. If Sean loses this,
it'll be good
because it'll be on all these news sites. I'll put it everywhere. Wow, legitimate contest there, guys. Yeah, Sean won by 1.5 million votes, and he didn't make it.
Oh.
I think we should get him in Big Brother and have him, you know, plug Rant Radio every few
seconds.
There
you go.
That's what I'm thinking. Just get him in one.
Mics, you know, Rant Radio. So how was your day, Rant Radio Duck? .org, Rant Radio Duck. Like, what the hell? Yeah. And then, you know,
the amount of fun we could have with this, because in reality, what we're doing here is we're just fucking with people.
Hey, you know what'd be cool? I'm not sure about this, but I heard that the audience gets to vote whoever gets kicked out of Big Brother. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
How do they do this voting?
I can answer that one. What happens is
by
the group
counter manipulation.
Oh, there you go.
We get Sean in there and just, you know, boot everyone off there. They're like, holy shit, this guy got 500,000 votes. What the hell, he's out of there? You know, until Sean gets on there, he's only got like 100.
Well, if Sean's doing like monologues up to the camera all day, every day, who's going to be voted out, right? Not Sean. They're going to be like glued to the TV listening to Sean go off.
Right? That's a really good point.
So what were you going to say there, Medic?
It's moot point now.
Okay.
It's all over the place. All right, buddy, say what the hell.
Back up?
What's that?
Is he back up?
Yeah, I'm back on the page.
Are you there?
Yeah. All
right, let's get those counters working.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
What the hell?
Bro?
All right. You can phone in 1-877-729-7268.
Two things. I like the idea of Ronan's running interference for Sean.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
I mean, that is
hunting the hunter.
Strictly porn.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing, too, is, you know, how many hours of shit could you record beforehand? It's like misinformation about which direction you're going in.
Oh, yeah, me and my digital recorder down by the schoolyard.
Exactly.
Not only that, but they give me $5,000. Excuse me while I go get myself a Casio Cassiopeia, load it up with software, pick up a cell phone with a Fido on it, and bang, I'm instantly net.
All the maps of Germany.
Right now, you want to fuck with me? With me?
Telephone directory of Germany.
Are you fucking insane? I'm a gadget fiend. In Germany, I'll own it. You can't fuck with me.
Hi, you're on What the Hell, who's this?
Hey, it's Storm Zero again. I just had this funny-ass idea for what you could do on the reality run once you do win.
What's that?
Okay, when you're in Germany, you ever see that movie Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, yeah, to dress up as a woman?
Fucking think about it. They would never guess.
Oh, I'm all over that. Not only that, it's called the minute I hit there, I start jacking myself with Slim Fast shapes. I'll lose 30 pounds inside of a week. I've done it before. I did it when I was in the Army. I shave my head. I change my contact eye color. I fucking piss myself and pour booze all over myself and wander around the streets like a fucking vagrant person. Everybody knows those vagrant people are invisible. Nobody sees them. No one's going to walk up and talk to them. He's some fucking stubble-ridden man. I'll be a different fucking guy every week, or girl, or fucking homosexual, or whatever it is. I'll be wearing leather hot pants, hanging at raves, fucking going to business suits, lying in conferences, man. Oh, fuck.
In the clown suit.
Fucking ask the reality hunter for $5 with a coffee cup or something.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Perfect. Actually, you'd be walking around ranting to yourself, and
I'll be talking like a fucking nut.
You're gonna be one of those people that I cross the street away from.
And not only that, if I want to
join a cult, I'd kill all of you.
I'll kill all of you. Not only that, but then maybe people would start paying attention to some homeless people. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that? Are you Sean Kennedy, the fucking man? Yeah, I am. I'm Sean Kennedy.
And never underestimate the stench of urine for its power to keep people away from you.
That's right.
No doubt.
Go through all the department stores and spray all the cologne on you.
And I'm sorry, someone's got to walk up to me and ask me. I'm sorry, you know when someone's going to open their mouth. So after that, it turns into a running game.
Yep.
Hey, aren't you? Bang, I'm gone. I've fucking broken glass, thrown it in their face, and I'm running like a fucker.
Well, thanks for the suggestion. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Right on.
Anybody else have some more suggestions how to Sean to evade?
Oh, don't worry about the evasion, boys. I got that all sorted out. Okay, we're going to be
Ronan
oh
school all over again.
Oh, it's going to be.
Sean is a past master at not being seen.
All right.
Hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
Babsy May.
Babsy Mary?
Babsy May. I'm a friend of Skip Radio.
Ah, Babsy May.
Skip Radio's friend. How you doing?
That's who we need to talk to.
How's Skip?
Yes, I got a phone call at my house today, and I wasn't home, and it was for him.
That's right. Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with him to send him the shit for the conference.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. He's been gone for about 2 weeks, and I have no fucking idea where the hell he is at this moment.
Now, I was speaking with... This is his girlfriend, correct?
No, his girlfriend was at my house tonight, and we were looking for him, and we were wondering if he was listening in, and nobody knows where the hell he is right now.
He's not here. We don't actually know where Skip Radio is. And, no, honest to God, we need to find him, too.
Yeah. So if anybody listening out there has contact with Skip Radio, could you get him to phone in or phone home? Or
phone Babsy May or phone somebody. Where the fuck is Skip? And, because, I mean, we need to hear that from the guy, and he's going to be doing this, the H2K thing, and all of a sudden he fell off the fucking planet. So, Babsy, I'm here to tell you, sweetie, if I knew where he was, I'd tell you right now. I really would. But I don't.
Well, if you need an address or something, I sent in my application. Well, I sent in just a little email tonight to your nice little join@.org thing.
Okay.
I'm completely computer retarded.
But she needs to send it to a different email address for an address, right?
Yeah, you have to. If you're gonna send me an email, I have an address there, but that's okay. Email your address to Sean K. All one word, Sean K. @thecult.org. Okay.
Good. The other one's just
okay. Let me type this one up here because like my whole I've been told this like 20 times by Skip and he just doesn't write it down for me.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Because the other one is an automated response.
Yeah.
And he won't get it.
Yeah. That's right.
I didn't get a damn thing yet.
Okay. Do you have the? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's Sean SEANK @
Uh-huh.
The cult, one word, cult with a K.
Of course.
.org.
So read it back to us after.
Sean, S-E-A-N @thecult.org.
No, it's Sean K.
Sean K.
Okay, it's Sean K. @thecult.org.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Excellent. So keep us updated on...
his address or something, I can help you out with that, because I know he's... supposed to be going to this thing Thursday. Get on the bus Thursday or something.
Is this weird for him to do this, or does he do this a lot?
He does this a lot.
Oh, does he? He just fucks off for like 2 weeks at a time?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be concerned about his safety is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been warned about this by him and his family.
Okay, so he just, well, that's all good. No, that's all good. I mean, I can understand. Sometimes you just got to fuck off, you know what I mean? There's times when that happens. But in any case... great. Send me that address, and we'll fire off the package for him. Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll send you his address, and I would just love to blare it to everybody and have him like send him, you know, random mail. But
no, that's all good. Okay.
That's not good.
thank you very, very much. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right.
Okay, so we have a location to send the stuff to.
Yep. It'd be better if we knew that he's probably going to be there. I'm thinking. He's going to go to this big event.
Well, he's got to... I mean, he's going to go home and talk to somebody because he's got to get this package, and he knows this package is
coming. Yeah, he knows it's waiting for him, so... Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
Hey, this is Balkans John.
Hey, Balkans John. Long time no here.
Hey, wow. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Actually, I'm back in America.
Right on.
Which is why I'm calling. This place sucks.
America sucks.
Where are you about in America, buddy?
I'm in Indiana. I'm at the folks place.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. You should send one in and sign up for, I mean, if there's anyone who was ever a Ronin from day one, I mean, it's got to be you. You should send one off to join so we can list you in the site. That way we can give updates to all the cult people as to where you are and stuff. That'd be really cool. If you're into that. So what's on your mind, John?
I just wanted to let you guys know this place sucks. I'm going back.
Going back to Bosnia?
Yeah.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
I'll put together a whole rant on it on my way out.
Excellent. Yeah.
Do that. Your stuff's great, man. All right. I'm glad you're safe, and God bless, okay? Take care, man.
What the hell?
All right.
Cool.
John.
He's kicking around. That's very cool. Falcons John. Balkans John is very, very fucking sweet.
And it's over.
You know, it's
and it's over?
It is over. I'm very hot.
Yeah, I'm very
you know, it says something, though, when somebody who's spent time in Bosnia comes back to the States and goes, wow, this place sucks.
What does that say for Indiana, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, no doubt. All right, so that's it. Don't call in anymore. We're not answering the phone.
We're turning it off.
We're turning off
the
phone.
There it is. The phone is off.
It is 11:03. That's it. But don't worry. If we can get... Did we post the address for the Reality Run URL?
Oh, yeah, it's all up there.
It's all up there.
The guys are on it.
So do not worry. If we can do this, you'll have 24 days of 24 hours a day of Sean K. coming at you live from fucking Berlin.
And who doesn't want that?
I mean, there's not a hope in hell that this is going to happen. But update. You guys have wanted it. You guys really need it. Within the next few weeks, we're going to have cult clothing available.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's true. And it
How tasty is that?
This now. I want my baby tea. You're going to be having. You guys are going to be having. Most of this stuff is going to be like, well, in American dollars, it's going to be really cheap because I'm basing it all on Canadian prices. So you guys are going to have really fucking, like, good. It's going to be the same prices as everybody else's T-shirts in American money. But holy fuck, am I ever getting the top-of-the-line shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's the best embroidery you can get on the best clothing you can get. You're going to be able to wear this shit with pride. People will look at that and go, holy fuck, what organization is that? This isn't some fucking weak thing we're putting together.
Somebody's
It's going to be mighty.
I can hear it buzzing.
Well, I got somebody calling.
So Drexel wanted to come to the show. He said he set his alarm, but did not wake him up. But he must have been really tired
from
yesterday.
Weak excuse.
Well, sit out in the other room. I can hear it in the speakers going, and it's really quiet. Really quiet. Somebody is trying to get a hold of Sean, and maybe it's a member. Maybe it's Skip. Maybe our far-reaching fingers have found Skip somewhere out there. If it's Skip, phone back.
You got a pretzel on your ass, Sean.
Got a pretzel on your ass? Oh, my God.
Wow, you're amazing. You can pull anything out of your ass, even pretzel.
So we're going to say goodbye to everyone on the IRC. Thanks for hanging in for the whole show. And I know it's not 26 hours, but hey... 2 hours is better than
nothing. Hot dogs and pretzels. It's Oktoberfest. He's right, celebrating Berlin early.
Sean showing his goods.
I am, though.
He's blending right in.
From me here. All right. So going around the room, let's say goodbye.
No, we got to do it on the IRC first.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So we got Mr. Echo, Cenobites, DJ Intensity, Ofi Dofi, Deckers, Demon Seed, Indicard, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Test Rider, for Flesh Trippers, Forensic, Rooster, for Gargoyles, Apoc, Adam, Caponex, KG, HI, MTR, Enki, Nomads, BuckX, Skitty, Skitty, Street Preacher, Prophets, Nixter, Fork, Quoth, Rancid Girl, Scribe, Smokehouse, Soylent, Ozurstor, and Vampire Asmodee, Balkans, John, Drexel, Ellis from Geek News, Playla, and Pele, and Emperor Chang just joined. So, we'll go around the room here. Go.
Can I just quickly say first, Enki, fucking call me. You know who it is. And just fucking call me bitch. Anyways, bye
bitch.
From DJ blah 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 Glade.
Insert name here. Bet.
Bet.
Ronan yep. Medic, wishing you all a safe and happy holiday.
That's right. Drive safely.
It's a holiday?
It was. Well,
drive safely.
Last week.
And this is Sean Gary the fucking man saying, this is going to rock. We are going to take it absolutely to the streets. This is going to be fucking amazing.
That's all well and good.
That's all well and good. It's all And it's all
it's
well
all,
and good.
It's all well and good. And we got Oof stretching the mic, pulling. Go.
Oh, is it still working?
Closer. There you go.
And now, from the wonderful Studio 29, high atop the Langley Communication Towers, you've been listening to What the Hell on Rant Radio.
Thank you very much. And this is Sumerian saying, tell your friends, tell your enemies, spread the virus, and you will be hearing from us again. In 6 days and 22 hours, we will not fail you. And vote for Sean, and we will keep you updated on the webpage on how that's progressing, and I will bug the hell out of those guys to give him back his votes, because they said they would. Okay, and I don't have anything queued up, but it will be in 1 second. Eric. Gums, yeah, I would queue up Gum to Daddy, but I do not have it. Well, maybe I will have it. I'm gonna queue that because it's really fucking cool.
Oh,
Gum
have we got,
to Daddy.
Just before
Gum
we go,
Gum
have we
Daddy.
Got the new Smokehouse promo in? You don't.
It wasn't on the FTP site.
Oh God, he sent it to me. I thought he sent it to you too.
No,
it's okay. We'll be playing that next week.
See, we are not of one mind.
So Smokehouse, I did have it, but that's my fault. I fucked up. Everybody say Sean fucked up.
Sean fucked up.
So that's okay. But we'll be putting that in rotation this week, and you'll be able to hear it. And it's a fucking cool one.
Wow, this is slow.
Everything's slow? Are we still broadcasting?
No. I'm just slow on my side here in the internal network.
Are we still broadcasting, though?
Oh, there it is. Of course we're still broadcasting.
We're going to play...
Oh, Come to Daddy.
Come to Daddy.
So,
the theme for the Run Reality Run
is
this song here. So we can actually play this everywhere. You can play it while it's happening. This will be the theme. Well, this and probably NWA's 100 Miles and Running.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's the one.
This one here is unofficially... This is the theme for the voting.
And so vote away, vote now, vote often, and we'll make sure we add the other ones to these ones, so it doesn't matter. So here's Aphex Twin, and until then, we're out of here. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing the beginnings of another stage of human evolution.
There's not many people that will understand people like us.
The truth is very real. And they are among us. You must know who they are.
My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. What makes me the fucking man? Because I say I am.
And above all, what they can do.
We'll fucking take the hearts and minds, baby. They can't stop us.
The war is brewing. If no one is equipped to oppose them, humanity's days could be over.
You come on in. Fucking come bust down the man. I double dog dare you. You cannot stop Hulk. It's not about revolution, baby. It's about evolution. The evolution is here. The evolution is now. You can be part of the evolution. We don't have to beat the fuck out of anyone. They're beating the fuck out of themselves. Let's let these motherfuckers die!
Help us. Fight with us.
Email join@thecult.org.
We're not what you think.
You sure you're on the right side?